I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doctor. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in.
Enjoy the show.
Once again, it's that time where everybody sits back and enjoys the dulcet sounds of the doctor as I bring you geekiness from all over the multiverse that is our environs. Yes. Anyway, we've got some cool things lined up for you this week. First, we must start with an explanation of what happened to last week's podcast. It was very, very strange because my software went wonky. Don't you hate it when that happens? Yes. That's the problem with using open source software that is only at 0.26 at its release level. However, that's the software I've been using for every single podcast I've done over the last 3+ years. So who knew that it would go wonky on me just last week? Yeah. Anyway, what happened basically is everything was going along fine on the podcast, and then all of a sudden, in the middle of a song, it just went, uh-oh, I lost it. And then all you could hear was me rather than the song. And I had my mic turned off, ostensibly. So all you heard was hum, 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 dee, 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 doo, 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 as I was humming along with the music, not realizing that all you could hear was me and not the music. And then the whole rest of the show, I was talking about, listen to this, listen to that, listen to this, and there wasn't anything to listen to. And to me, the weirdest thing was at the very end when I said, well, there's that music. And, of course, you couldn't hear any music, so you probably thought the doctor had completely lost it. Which is not entirely unreasonable. But at any rate, hopefully, this week, my software will not go wonky. And if it does, I will probably have to get a Mac. I want to get a Mac anyway. But, you know, there's more podcast doohickey software out there for Macs than there is for Windows. And I really like Pod Producer. I mean, I like the software a lot. But if it's going to go wonky, sorry, okay? It's just drives me nutty. At any rate, it was quite encouraging, however, that I posted it on the web, and within 2 minutes I had an email going, oh, by the way, Dr. Bill, probably you've already been told this, but your program is all messed up. Which was always good to get an email like that. But at any rate, it at least told me people are out there listening. I like that. That's good. You know, so if you are out there, hello. Anyway, so I had a little note about that, and I replayed the song by Jonathan Colton, The Presidents, on a little addendum mini-podcast that you can go ahead and hear the rest of that song. So, also, we had a new DrBill.TV netcast that was released early last week, so it's almost, at this point, almost a week old, but still, I would encourage you to go out and watch that. There's a link on the blog. The blog, of course, being drbill.cc for computer curmudgeon, drbill.cc. Go to that blog, and you will see a link. Click here for the netcast. Click on that, and it will take you to the netcast page. You can also go there directly. See, that's what happens when your tongue gets tangled up and then trips over itself, falls down in your mouth, and goes boom. Yes. Anyway, you can go there directly by going to drbill.tv, you see, television, because it is IPTV, and so there you go. Okay, let's see. Before I get on with other items of news, I need to mention a couple of things to you. First of all, our sponsor, Citrix Systems, dude, they are awesome. And we have an offer for you that is just too good to be true. Now, it's really not too good to be true because it is true. Therefore, it is not too good to be true. You see, that would be circular reasoning, and that just doesn't work. At least that's what the Game Master tells me, and he's one of these logic expert dudes. I myself just go with the flow, you know what I mean? Anyway, the point is that you can access your PC from anywhere using Go to My PC. Now, it won't go to my PC, it will go to your PC. But if you were to say, go to my PC, you'd be referring to your PC, and that would be okay. So, it will go to your PC and allow you to access your files, access anything that you may have left on that PC that you need anywhere you might be on the internet. So, go to the link on my website in the upper right-hand corner that says access your PC from anywhere, go to my PC. Do it now! Now! Go click on it. Download Go to My PC, and you'll get 30 free days, 30 days free, either one will work. You'll get 30 days, 1 month, of absolutely free use of Go to My PC. Dude, that is pretty cool. You gotta admit that. So, do that, and also notice, there's a little thing that says Shameless Commerce Center. Click here. If you do that, click here. Then it will take you to the bottom of the page of my blog. And there you will see several Shameless Commerce Center advertisements. And I encourage you to click on every single one of them and do what it says. Buy stuff from buy.com and get $10 off. Go to the Apple Store and shop. Get your Skype. A good deal on Skype. Click here for the Wall Street Journal and GoDaddy.com. You can register your website and save 10%. Pretty cool. Yes. By the way, if you can hear mumbling in the background, it's these dudes over here on the couch who are talking to one another, and I can hear them in the headset, but they're speaking about very strange things. Perhaps they will be on the Game Master's Bin Spin later. We certainly can only hope so. You know, a Game Master and a vampire doing their own podcast together. Very odd stuff. So, join them for that on the Game Master's Bin Spin, which is available at binspin.com. Yes, the spin from Ben's brain. I've had several people write me emails saying that they miss the Game Master segment on the Dr. Bill podcast. Well, you don't have to miss the Game Master segment. We just do a very long Game Master segment, and it's called the Ben Spin podcast. So see, you don't have to miss it. You just go listen to it over there. Over there, you can get the Ben Spin. Over here, you get the Doctor, and we both have podcasts, so there you go. Okay, anyway, got some stuff for you this week, including some geek culture. Now, you know, I could have sworn that I played this geek culture already. I looked, I scanned, I did searches on the blog. I can't see anywhere that I mentioned doing this particular geek culture song. But if I have done it before, I'm going to do it again. If I haven't done it before, I think you'll like it. Listen very closely for all the references to IRC chat and Star Trek conventions and Leonard Nimoy's costume and Farscape and other very strange geeky things. I think you'll like it. It's called Talk Nerdy to Me.
I never had much luck with girls. They never liked to read and learn. But I liked to. And if I could figure out the cosine of your heart, that'd be a good start. Oh yes it would. I never try to date offline. Use algorithms built to find a 7 of 9. So if you
Farscape. You'll be my first mate, cause baby we'll be in the chat room on the IRC. Out at the VidCon, a Star Trek costume for me. Down in the dungeon, role play D&D, yeah baby. Talk nerdy to me. Dress up, not Jedi, and not a Klingon, guys. My face is gonna set you fry. I'll be your fanboy, and my Starfleet uniform, it matches the one worn by Leonard Nimoy. So baby, we'll be in the chat room on the IRC. To me. PC, pick up that guitar and talk to me.
Gotta love that computer voice there at the end.
Talk nerdy to me.
That's the way I like it, baby.
Oh yeah. That was Possible Oscar with Talk Nerdy to Me. Alright. That just really gets the juices flowing thinking about Star Trek conventions and Star Trek uniforms. I actually have a Star Trek uniform that is an Admiral's uniform from the Star Trek movie. And yes, the Star Trek the Motion Picture, and it's the one that Admiral Kirk wore, except mine is much larger. But at any rate, it's lots of fun. My mommy made it for me. Yes, never mind that I was, 30-some years old when I wore it, but that's okay. That comes with being a Trekker. Notice I didn't say Trekkie. No, that is derogatory. Trekker, you see, is the proper terminology for those of us that are Star Trek fans. All right, now it's time to remind you...
This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
TechPodcasts.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
Yes, indeed, if it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon, and we'd like to advertise for other tech podcast programs. And so here's one for the Alterna Geek.
This is Linux Chick from the Alterna Geek Podcast over at AlternaGeek.com. At the Alterna Geek Podcast, Tech Monkey and I cover tech news, how-tos, hardware, software, and gadget reviews, Linux, Windows, Mac, and all things Internet. Stop by AlternaGeek.com and take a listen and join in the conversation on the website or send us an email letting us know your take on things at podcast@AlternaGeek.com. Alterna Geek, we're not your typical geeks. Alterna Geek is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
Aren't we all proud members of the Tech Podcast Network? Well, not all of us, just those of us that are. Yes. Okay, time to get into the news of the week. I've already talked a little bit about the fact of the news of the week, given that part of it was moi and the problems we had with the podcast, so we'll just go to the items of the news that are after that incident. Okay, Microsoft, now this, let me set you up for this, okay? April 1st was there very recently. You see, as I record this podcast, it is April the 5th on a Saturday. April the 1st was earlier this week. You just can't get these things past me. All right, so April 1st, I sat down in front of my keyboard and thought to myself, I said, I think I'll do an April Fool's entry in the blog, something I had never done before. And here's what came out as I started typing. Microsoft comes clean, promises rebates on Vista and Windows. After years of sticking it to the world with a cruddy operating system, the new management at Microsoft has decided that a token rebate of $25 per registered user of either Windows XP or Windows Vista would help compensate computer users for the hassles caused by Windows. Quote, we felt that it was the least that we could do, unquote, said Mark Bureaucrat, Vice President of Public Relations in Redmond. And then the next paragraph I say, oh, and a very warm place under the earth has reported snow for the first time as well. April Fools! Yeah. You know, it was too good to be true, right? You heard the thing and it's like, huh, right. Ooh, you know what? I just noticed something. Somebody put a comment. Oh, it was Elio. Yeah, thanks, Elio. There you go. I saw this earlier, I just didn't remember it. Anyway, Elio says, so I guess that wasn't a pig that flew by my window. Good one, Doc. Yeah, way to go, Elio. He's my buddy. He sends me good stuff all the time, little bits and pieces of things that I put on the podcast sometimes. And as a matter of fact, he asked me to do something, which I will take only a moment to do, and that is to address the issue of global warming. You see, I mentioned it just in passing. And Elio said, Doc, we want to know what you really think. Trust me, you really don't want to know what I really think. But I'll tell you anyway. Possibly making a great deal of people mad at me at the same time because people are very strange and they believe in global warming. I myself do not. Now, you may ask me, Dr. Bill, why don't you believe in global warming? It's really getting warmer. Well, yes, it is really getting warmer. Usually it does just about the time summer starts. It gets warm. Then it gets cold. Then it gets warm again. It's one of those things that happen. But you might say, but Dr. Bill, it's not the point that it gets warm and then it gets cold. It's that the Earth overall is gradually getting warmer and warmer and warmer. And that's the problem. It's called global warming. You see, it's the whole planet is getting warmer. Okay? Here's the thing. Here's what I have a problem with concerning global warming. Just me. This is my opinion only, okay? I am not a climatologist. I am not a scientist in any regard. This is simply a personal opinion. My personal opinion is that humanity must think quite a bit of itself if it thinks that it can affect the whole planet by what it's doing, okay? Now, you might say, but Dr. Bill, it's only been fairly recently that humans have been using cars that belch all kinds of carbon monoxide and dioxide out into the atmosphere. So that's the whole problem with global warming. Well, you see, there's more of those kinds of gases released by regular plants than there are by cars. And the plants have been around a lot longer than the humans. And, you know, I just kind of wonder if maybe it's just a little bit overblown, okay? Now, you might say, but Dr. Bill, why would people blow up a whole big deal like this? Well, I have an idea about that. My idea is, if you notice the same people that harp on global warming are the same people that want to take your money away from you and give it to other people, you see, it's interesting to me that if they can't get you to voluntarily give away your money and give it to other people, that they say that global warming is going to cause a situation where we're going to have to take the money and give it away to other people. It's kind of another way to do the same thing. Now, if you personally, listen very closely here, if you personally want to give your money to someone else, that's perfectly fine, and I'm all for that, and it's called charity, and that's a good thing, and I appreciate that. But if you're going to come take the money out of my fingers by force and give it to somebody that I don't even know, that's a big problem for me, okay? Because I earned the money, and now you're going to overtax me to get money to give to people because They're saying we're causing it to get hotter on the planet. Now, you might say, but Dr. Bill, don't you believe all the scientists that say that the Earth is getting warmer? Well, that's open for discussion, you see, because there's a whole other group of scientists. I just read it recently. This whole big group of scientists got together and said, well, guess what? The Earth is getting cooler. So now we're going to have global cooling. Well, I guess if the global cooling people get together with the global warming people, they'll cancel each other out and everything will be wonderful. But at any rate, let's just say, let's take as rote for a moment, that global warming is actually happening, that the Earth is getting warmer. Okay. Do you know that we go through different times of activity with regard to the sun and solar flares and the Earth getting slightly closer to the sun and getting slightly farther away from the sun? And there are cyclical things that happen in the universe of which we have no control whatsoever. And so if the Earth is getting warmer, let's just say that it is, perhaps it's that the sun has something to do with it. Now, I will say this. The environmentalist wackos are not stopped by the idea that it might be the sun. No, they want to put up a giant shield. I kid you not. You think I'm making this up, but I'm not. It's real. That's what makes it kind of scary. They want to put up this giant shield to block the sun's rays so the Earth will be cooler. Yeah. Now you're talking about man affecting the Earth, dude. You know, you block the sun rays, and then plants start dying, and things, it's just not a good thing. Hopefully there are enough sane people left on the Earth to prevent the scientists from putting up the giant solar shield. Kind of, you know, it's kind of like solar sunblock is what it would be. UFV factor 7,000, you know, something like that. Not a good thing. Okay, let's just take all the people who are nutty and send them to the moon. You know, the moon has always been a symbol of insanity. That's why they call it lunacy. You see, lunacy comes from lunar, from the moon, because people used to think that the moon caused insanity. Well, global warming is a symptom of such insanity, and they should all be sent to the moon. You might say, but Dr. Bill, there's no air on the moon. Well, that's okay. We'll let them make some air from the rocks. Again, you think I'm joking. There's actually a proposal that there are rocks on the moon that contain oxygen, and they can make oxygen from the rocks and have lunar bases on the moon. Yeah, who'd have thought? Okay, rocks. Anyway, so those are my thoughts on global warming. Do not write me about it, because I don't care. Okay? Here's the other thing about it. Had Elio not asked me to tell you this, I would not have ever told you. I had another person tell me one time, Dr. Bill, don't make political comments on your program because we listen to you for the tech. I'm down with that, okay? I understand that, and I normally do. But he asked me to tell you about what I think about global warming, so I told you. So there you go. Okay, enough of that. Boy, we took a long time for that. Oh, boy, we took a long time for that. That was not good. Okay, anyway, let's get on to the news of the week. Next bit, this is exciting. Veeam has introduced Veeam Backup and Replication all in one product. They introduced it at VMworld Europe 2008. Now, I could tell you about this product, but there's actually a link to a YouTube video right in the blog. If you click on it, it will show you a couple of things. One is they have this neat magic trick they do, and I watched them do it very closely. I do not know how they did it. It was very cool. I'm talking, whoa, it was really cool. So check that out, but then listen to their explanation of the product, and you'll see that not only was the magic trick exciting, the product is even more exciting. It does cool things for us VMware system administrators. Now, if you're not a VMware system administrator, you may be going, okay. So anyway, it's cool if you're a VMware system administrator. If you're not, you'll probably just go, okay. Anyway, there you go. Next item, Linux XP will be unavailable after June 30th. Yes, you heard right. After June 30th of this year, you will no longer be able to buy Windows XP. It will be dead, defunct, no more. Now, here's the thing about that. That means that the only remaining operating system Microsoft will have to sell to consumers is Windows Vista. Yeah. Can you say Microsoft is doomed? Windows Vista? Give me a break. At least Windows XP kind of sort of works. Vista, my goodness. Anyway, Windows 7 will be coming out eventually and replace Vista. And Vista will go down in history as the Windows ME of